Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechtas V'Hashana Daf Chav Beis Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Avu B'nai Shirah Sechedesh Eleichum. The father and son saw the moon, they should go to Beis Din. Lo Yishem Estarfen Zem Zeh. Since it's the Psul Karev of Bakedesh Echedesh Be'edesh Echedesh, then I'm Estarf Zem Zeh. Because two Kravim are not Kashal Eidesh together. So not going to mitzvah. So why should they both go? Elam shemi pasul echme mitzvah for sheni emacher. In case one of them becomes pasul, so the other one will still be available to mitzvah for someone else. And Rashi says, what do you mean you pasul echme? You kashul bepiv kashiv deku. They're going to ask him questions. How did you see the moon? And which eifin is a Mishnah later? It tells you the questions they ask. And maybe he won't answer it correctly. So he's going to be gone. He'll be disqualified. At least the other one will be able to mitzvah with someone else. And that way, it could be, we'll need, we don't know which one they'll need, but could be the one that says that he's not going to bother going, because what's the difference? He can't be mitzvah with the other one anyway. Well, maybe he's the one that's going to work to mitzvah with the third eight. That's the Mishnah. Now, there's a big shaila about nimsa echmem karev pasul, which is discussed. Let's say you have three Edom and one of them is Pasul, or let's say you have three Edom and two of them are relatives to each other. So there's a Mishnah in Makis that says that if one Ed of the three is Karev Pasul, it Pasul's the whole cat. The whole group of Edom are Pasul because of Nimsa Echemem Karev Pasul. So who had been, if you'd have three Edom coming and two of them are related to each other and one is not related? So that would passel the whole cat, because since there is a psul curve in this cat, one of these Edom are passel because he's curve, so that would passel the whole cat of Edom. That's a Mishnah in Makis, Tafayim and Beis, Namash Nayim Nimsech Arpasel Zubatela, Av Shloisha, Heke Shloisha Shnayim Nimsechem and Karev Apostle Dusim Batela. That is a Machoikis Rishainim. Most Rishainim, Taisis, the Rosh, the Raman, the Rajba, others hold that if just the fact that they saw it together is not enough to make Nimsach Karev Pasul. If you have different people seeing the Eidus together, even if they were planning on being made, they were seeing it in order to be Eidus, but seeing the Eidus together alone is not enough for Nimsach Karev Pasul. The Rishbam above Abbasid Daf Kufi Gimel Mabez says that even seeing it together, the Paiskim learned the Rambam also the way, the Rambam in Perikei Hilchas Eidus. This whole discussion, Chayshemish, but Simon Lam and Vav, the Beis Yosef and the Sma and the Shach, that seeing the Maisa together alone, the Fidah Rashbam, Mefurish, and the Mashmais of the Rambam, is enough to make a Nimsechem Karev Apostle. But it's a Machalikas Rishayna. Now the Tais is written by the Basha, Nafkuf Yud Gimel, where the Rashbam is. He's Mayrich, and he brings a lot of Rayas Kenegah, the Rashbam. And one of the Rayas he brings is from our Mishnah. It says in Amishnah, the Av and the Ben, that Ra'as HaChadish, so they should come, because if one's Pasul, who'll be Mistar for the other? What happened to the din of Nimsach and Karev Pasul? Vice dice, the Ria together is not enough. It's also in the Sefer Machria, Perich HaFeh. So Vice is a Taser, it's learning that this Mishnah, they only saw it together, right? Av and Ra'as HaChadish, but in Edus, only one of them is saying Edus. But fact that they show, it's in the back of the Mishnais, I think it's from Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, he asks Akasha, he says, why would the Taisers think it's only Akasha and the Ria? We have in the Mishnah, the Mais of Tuvia Reife, Shirah Sechedesh Yishalayim, Hu B'nai V'Avdei Meshuchar. Three people saw the Chedesh, him, his son, and his Eved Meshuchar. And they came to the Kahanim, it says, they came to the Kahanim, and the Kibbul of Kahanim, Oisev is B'nai Apostle's Avdei. The Kanim said, you and your son are good Edom because they held there's no Psul Kraven. There's only a Psul if they're not Miyuchis. And then they came to Beis Din and forget, they were Makabal. Eisev is Avdei because they held you don't need the Miyuchis. But Beis Din is B'nai because there's a Psul Kraven. So there they were made. They were made by the Kanim. So why do you have an only Shver on the Rashbam that the Ria passels? You have an Edus also when you see it doesn't passel. It's not Mishneska Kasha. What happened to the Nimsach and Karev Pasul? Samakasha. As I fact the Meshul on the Taisus Rid. I saw the Stipler, he wants to tie now, that's not a Kasha from Tuvia Reife, because it doesn't say they said Edus to the Kanim. You see, he said, what were they saying Edus for the Kanim? There was like a Bezmishal Kanim? The Beis Yisrael kind of weren't in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh. V'harai, they had to go to the Beis, and it's the Beis Yisrael HaGadol that does Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't go to the Beis Yisrael HaKadosh for Kiddush HaChodesh. What does it mean that they said Eidus for the Kohanim? He says probably what the Mishnah means, V'kiblu Kohanim, Oisav Esbenayis, they came to the Kohanim for a Psak. They came to the Kohanim, what should we do? Should we all go to Beis Din? So the Kohanim said, you and your son could go. Your Eved's not going to be kosher. But somehow the Eved went along, and when they came to the Beis Din didn't agree. But that wasn't an Eidus B'chlal. So it's not Shreid the Tosis Vid. Only him and Tuvia were made, his son was not made, because the Kohanim wasn't Eidus B'chlal. He says it's Shoshana Mudavar in the Mishnah, he says this. But I was bothered with the first part of the Mishnah. It says that the Av and the B'nai should go to Beis Din, because im Yivsel Echon Mehem, Yitzdarif Hasheni Anacher. Rashi says Yivsel B'bedikas. So obviously they're being made. If he's going to be nifsal b'bedikas, obviously he's being made. Anyone who's nifsal b'bedikas was made. So l'chayre, I'm a little surprised at the Beis Shaul. You have to ask them to be right. L'chayre, the first part of the Mishnah is mefurish that even when you're made, there's no din of nimsar kar apostle. You should have asked the kasha there. Unless you learn, I'm not sure. Unless you learn the Taisus Rith said that yifsal echemem doesn't mean b'bedikas. Yifsal echemem maybe means that one of them will find out that he's a Masachet B'Kuvyam, a Frichayenim. Maybe there'll be another psul before he gets to say Eidus, that the Beis Din won't allow him to say Eidus B'chlal. Maybe. And then you can say, Tuvia Reifei, Terry says he didn't say Eidus, the Kanan wasn't an Eidus B'chlal. And that's what the Stipel time is. The Stipel doesn't ask the Kasha from the Avu B'nai that Yifsal means Yifsal B'Bedikas. I think in Rashi it's Mefurish that even when they said Eidus, there wouldn't be a problem in this Echem Karev Apostle. Now the Mi'iri asks the Kasha. The Mi'iri asks the Kasha directly on the case of Avu B'nai. The Mi'iri asks, nothing to do, he doesn't bring in the Shaila, is the Ria Apostle, they need Eidus. He asks the Kasha, Avu B'nai, and he brings Rashi's Pshat. That Sheyivsel means Sheyivsel Vedikas. He asks the Kasha, how can we start from Acha? What happened to Nimse Echem Karev Apostle? So the Mi'iri says like this. The Mi'iri says, the words are, Zeu Dafkan Bo Kul Mehayid, Al Avul Avu B'nai L'Holcho Adashi Yitztarfu Shneim L'Eidus Achas U'Keshehocha Sherishin Eidus HaShashene Eidus Acheresi. What he means is like this. The Mishnah Makkah says, it brings a Machlokes here, but the Mishnah Makkah says, this is how we paskin, it's only when they're miskaven to be made. The only time Nimser Karev Apostle is a problem is when they're miskaven to be made. So the Me'iri is saying a Chiddush that as long as they weren't miskaven to be made with each other, that doesn't make a psul kurva. When the Av and the Ben were made, lahedi, they're not being made with each other. I'm not going to be made with the Ben. I'm being made because maybe an Acha will come. The Ben is not being made with the Av. The Ben is being made because maybe an Acha will come. So in that case, that's called not neskaven lahed, and in that case, there's no din of nimsa kurva basel. That's tied with the Miri, and that would of course answer for the Rishbam with the Ria also. That even with the Ria, you need neskaven lahed, and the Miri is being mechadish. Then Niskavan Lahayid is not alone is not enough. Niskavan Lahayid is together with the other one. And the Miri fears ice that this would even work with Dina Nefashis. Even by Dina Nefashis, if you have a Karev that came to be made but not together, you have two Karevim, let's say, that came to be made but not together with each other, then we know Dina Nefashis Karev Apostle. But he says some argue by Dina Nefashis, but Al Kapana Be'edis Achaydish they'd be Mekel. That's what the Miri says. So, Bekitzer, what's the teretz that we have? We can have a teretz like the Tesis Rids Mashma, that the Riyah doesn't passel. You need the Eidus, and in our Mishnah there's no Eidus. And Tuvia Reifil will say like the Stipler, that they weren't made by the Beis Yisrael Kohanim. And the Avu B'nai, like we said, I didn't see anyone ask specifically the question, but the Avu B'nai, where I said that Rashi says, Yikash Vivikashiv Deku, sounds like they were made, maybe the Tesis Rid learns a different type of soul, just as in the Mishnah Shem Yipasal Echad. And we have the Me'imi's Teretz, that they weren't Miskavim Lahayid, I mean, even though they're coming to be made, but they weren't Miskavim to be made together, that's called Einim Miskavim to Lahayid. Now there's a Milchus Chinuch, a Mitzvah Dalet, that talks about it, and he adds a very interesting Knech, a Psacharifistic Knech to the Kasha. This is the Knech that he adds. In other words, he would answer the Kasha, the reason why there's no Din of Nimsekar Apostles, because they're not Miskavim Lahayid. But here's his problem. There's a shach in Simon Lamed Vav that says that a pasul doesn't pasul when he's not niskaven lahayin is only if the ksheirim on is kavan lehayit. So if the ksheirim on the kavan lehayit and the psulim are not, then the psulim don't pass them, right? This is what Taisus talks about, rather, by every chasana. You need edus, and there's kravim there. Why don't you say nimsav kravim pasul? The Taisus says the kravim on is kavan lehayit. And the edim on the kavan lehayit. But this is what the shach is saying, a chiddush, that if the ksheirim are not mechavan lehayit either, nobody's mechavan lehayit, then there is a din of nisar karav apostol. So Melech the Mechas Chinuch, because of that, Esek Hashem, he says, so the mice of Tuvi Areifim Yimad of Shach. The Kahanim, what they did was, they said, that Hu B'nai is Kashim, but the Eved Meshuchar is apostol. Why isn't the Eved Meshuchar pastling them on Tzimsechem Karav apostol? So you have to say two things. First of all, the Eved Meshuchar was not mechavan to be made. And second of all, the Ben was mechavan to be made. Because if both of them were mechavan to be made, it also passed on since they're carved apostle. So you have to say that the Eved Meshuchar was not mechavan to be made, and the Ben was mechavan to be made, and that's why the Eved Meshuchar, even though he's apostle, won't pass on the Av and the Ben. Now they came to the Bez and Agadol, who said that the Av and the Ben are apostle, but Eved Meshuchar is kosher. But one second. Now, the only way that could work is if the Ben was not mechavan to be made, and the Eved was mechavan to be made. So either way, it can't be such a thing that the Bez and Shalkanim said that the Eved doesn't passel them. There's no Nimsah Korah passel according to Bez and Shalkanim, even though the Eved's passel, and the Bez and Agadol says that the Ben won't passel them. There won't be Nimsah Korah passel even though the Ben is passel. He can't answer me because the passel wasn't mechavan to be made. Because if they both were mechavan to be made, then they do pasul. Elamai, the kosher one was and the pasul wasn't, but that's the problem. The Bez and Shalkanim said that the Eved is kosher, and the Ben is kosher and the Eved is pasul. So you have to tell me the Ben was mechav and the Eved wasn't. And the Bez and Agadol said that the Eved is kosher and the Ben is pasul. So you have to tell me the Eved was mechav and the Ben wasn't. So really you're going to have a problem with Nimsach or pasul. You're not going to be able to answer that someone wasn't the mechavan to be made. That's how the Mechas Chinuch tells about the kasha with the geshmak. Now lechayra, unless you say that the Mechas Chinuch nem done that the Bez and Shalkanim they were made, which that's how the Stipler brings it down. I didn't see that in the Mechas Chinuch, but could be his kasha was specifically on the Rishayim that hold that the Ri alone passels. Because what's your answer if the Ri alone passels? You're going to have to say they weren't mechavan, but you're going to have to say in order for both the Bez and Shalkanim and the Bez and Shalkanim not to have this kasha on them, you're going to have to say it won't work, because the only way not mechavan works is if the other one was mechavan, and then it won't work. That's the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. I'm a first of the kasha. So the Stipler brings the Teretz in the Sefer B'nai Tzion. There's a Gadol that was tragically killed young by Rabbi Tzion Mitofsky, his name was, the Gadol from the early 1900s. But his shtickle is like this. He wants to say that the Chalom that doesn't pass the din of Nitzach or Basel by Kiddush HaChadosh altogether. I guess it would be not like the Tesis Rid and not like the Meiri. He wants to say, it's smarter why there's no Nitzach or Basel by Kiddush HaChadosh altogether. Because he says like this. He says, if two Edom are made on the same thing, and one of them is Basel, he passels the whole cat. But he says, the Edos of Kiddush HaChadosh, what are they being made? They're being made, they saw the moon. That being made that the moon was there, that the moon was visible? No. We know the moon was visible. The Rambam says that Bezin makes sure to go through the Cheshbonis, the way the astronomers go through, and they know if the moon is visible or not. So we know the moon is visible. There's Xerius Akasav, we need Edom. We need people to see them. So they're not being made that the moon was there. That's not, that we know. That we know without them. What are they being made that they saw the moon? So each one is being made that he saw the moon. So that's a different edus. Reuven's being made that Reuven saw the moon. Shimon's being made that Shimon saw the moon. Levi's being made that Levi saw the moon. So if Reuven and Shimon are craven, there's no Nimsav Karav apostle, because Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are not coming to say the same thing. When Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are coming to say that Pliny killed Pliny, or Pliny borrowed money from Pliny, so they're coming to say the same edus. They're coming to testify in the same event. So there, if one of them's puzzle, so everyone's puzzle. But here, they're not testifying the event that the moon was there. Now we know. They're testifying they saw it. Each one's testifying that he saw it. So Mela, There's no nimsav echem em kariv apostle b'chai gavna. That's what he brings from the Sefer Bnei Tzion. Also, Shtikl refers in that svar. But the Steifel argues. He starts off, he says, it's not mukher. You could say that's the Xeris HaKasav. The Xeris HaKasav isn't that you have to see the moon. The Xeris HaKasav is that even if Bezdin can figure out Al Pichesh bin the moon, that's not how they have to get the information. They have to get the information the moon is there. I didn't know already the moon is there. No. They have to get the information for someone who actually saw the moon there. Not that they figured out in a cheshbon that the moon is there. But they're being made on the moon, not being made on themselves. But he says he has a raya to this. It's pashut. He says, if you're going to say the Eidus is on themselves, so what's the problem with Avu B'nai being mitzdarif? Neither of them are a karev to the moon. I'm saying, they're being made on themselves, right? So it's not the same Eidus. If it's not the same Eidus, so why shouldn't two Kraven be able to come in? Two Kraven are only possible to say the same Eidus. Just like you're making a cheshbin on Nimsa Echem and Karev Apostle, that's not called Nimsa Echem and Karev Apostle, because they're not being made on the same thing, that should be a cheshbin to stop him at the two Kraven. Because each one's saying a completely different Eidus. I, Lamaisi, being Mitzdarif, the two wife Eidus. He brings the Gemara above the Bastion and Nafdan Vav. You have three brothers, each one being made that a guy was in the field for a year. You know, you need 3 years for a chazakah, cheskes karkais. You have three brothers, each one being made that someone was in the karka for a year, and you have an aid being mitzdarif with them. So you need all 3 years, but each one's being made on a different year. There's no psul kurva. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are three brothers. And this one says, I saw him year one. Shimon says, I saw him year two. Levi says, I saw him year three. And you have another aid not related to them that says, I saw him all 3 years. That's a cheskes gimel shanim. It's not a problem that you aid them on karev because they're not being made in the same thing. So if you're going to say that the aidus achayidish are not being made on the moon, they're being made on themselves that they saw the moon. So what's the problem with Avu Bnei? They're not being made on the same thing. Elamai, they are being made on the moon. So now the teretz is not a good teretz. There should still be a problem in the second karev apostle. That's the type of taina on the Bnei Tzion's teretz. The Steifel says the teretz that in order to passel of a Riyah, the Riyah has to be at the same time. In a Mishnah, you don't know the Riyah was at the same time. The Avu Bnei Shiras HaChedesh doesn't necessarily mean they saw it at the same time. The Av saw it at 9 o'clock and the Ben saw it at 9:15. That doesn't mean they saw it at the same time. The Tuvia Reife, maybe he saw it together with his son. And then he sent for his Eved. His Eved saw it at a different time. If they didn't see it at the same time, there's no psul of Nisa Karev Apostle. That's what he tells. Now, even if they didn't see it at the same time, if they're made at the same time, so then there is a psul, but there you need the Eidus to be Teichah Deidi. But that's his Mavur in Simon Lamed Vav. If they didn't see it at the same time, and you're coming to Nisa Karev Apostle because they were made at the same time, the Eidus has to be Teichah Deidi. Could be the Eidus is not Teichah Deidi. They were both made, but not Teichah Deidi. So could be they didn't see it at the same time, they weren't made at the same time. That's the Teretz. I saw in the Sefer Shekel HaKadosh, the Steifel's son, Chaim Kanievsky, was mefakvik, if Eidus Miyachedus works by Kiddush HaKadosh, because Eidus Miyachedus doesn't work by Dini Nefashis. If two Eidim saw it at two different times, it doesn't work by Dini Nefashis. The Eidim have to see it together. So by Dini Mamanus it works, Haidah Achardah, Avah Achavah Mitztarfim. But by Eidus Nefashis, it doesn't work. So, but Lamaisi says in the Birim there, the Mishnah is before that it works. It says, Avu Bnei Shiras HaChedesh Yilechu, Loishim Starfim Zezeh, Elim Shem Yusel, Echavim Starf Hashemi Acher. That Acher didn't see it at the same time. He wasn't there with them. They don't even know about him. That's called Eidus Miyachedus for Din Nefashis. It's clear that it works for Kiddush HaChedesh. Why is it a good Shaila, maybe? But that's before that it works. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says maybe the reason is because if it's say that, we'll say like the Bnei Tzion. Because you're not establishing that the moon was there, you're establishing that you saw the moon. So even if you're not going to use this svara for Nimsach and Karev Apostle, we'll use an Al-Kabbalah that's not called Eidus Miyachedus. But the kids, so we have four Tiritzim, basically the Kash of Nimsach and Karev Apostle. The Yadram, the Taisis read above the Bastra says because there's no Psul B'Shashri, he goes like that shot in the Rishaynim. And apparently he's naming on that in the Mishnayis they weren't being made together. Like we said, but Tuvia Reif, it could be they weren't being made altogether. And the Avu Bnei, maybe Apostle Echad means if he wasn't made. We have the Meiri that says that there's an issue not being mechaven to be made together. You have the Minchas Chinuch, which is Gevaldik and Charifus, but Al Kaponim, that's the Teretz that Me'imi says, even though they're Mechamati Mei, but not being Mechamati Mei together, so that's not called Mechamah Mehayat. We have the Bnei Tzion that says, a Svar, why there's no Nimsech Harim Apostle by Eidus HaChedesh, because you're not being made on the moon, you're being made on yourself, and the stipulous Taina, that I would say, there shouldn't be a problem of two craving all together. And we have the stipulous Taina that they didn't see it together, and they weren't made, but they deeper, and that's why there's no din of Nimsech Harim Karev Apostle. And now let's go like them. The Mishnah says, Eilein Apsulim, the Mishnah goes through the Psulim of Eidus HaChedesh, Mesacha B'Kuvim, Alva B'Ribis, Mefrichayenim, Sercha Shviya, sees the Psulim, Psulim D'Rabbanan, that you have by other Eidus, and you have that by here also, and Avadim is a Psul D'Raisa, like Rashi says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Eidus Sheini Ishik Sheila, Afeining Sheimla. Any Eidus which a woman is not Kashi, you need proper Eidus, Eidim, and Bezim to Eidim, so all these Psulim are also going to be Pasul. The Rambam brings it. The Rambam's lashon is Ein Kasha LaEidus HaChedesh Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Elishtei Anashim Ksheim Aruin LaEid B'Chol Dava V'Dava. You need two Anashim that are Ksheim that Aruin LaEid B'Chol Dava V'Dava Anashim Avadim Reik Hashem Shal Eidus Ve'Eim Eidim. So the Rambam is very clear. The Mishnah is mashma ready that way that the Dine Eidus B'Kiddush HaChedesh is the same as Kol HaTorah Kula. So Mechus Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalad. Goes through Kedarkai, a lot of different shailas and hilchas edus by Kiddush HaChedesh. He says, Lamasha, what about negeya bedavar? You have someone's negeya bedavar, right? So, pasha the case, and you can have a lot of cases. A lot of times, whether Rish Chedesh is going to be at this day or that day, will make a big difference, a big monetary difference to you. He says, let's say you have an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is around the Kashal Edus. And let's say he was sold on Rish Chedesh Nisan. So it's 6 years and the last day of Adar. And now he's coming to be made that today's Rish Chedesh. If he wouldn't be made, so tomorrow will be Rish Chedesh. So he's negayed the Eidus, because he'll have to work an extra day. If he works today, he can get paid for it. Otherwise, it's part of the Eved Ivri. Or any type of Tanai, which is very necessary, and you make up an amount, a time period, and you say until this month, and it's the game when the month starts. So it's the game Vedas. Would it be possible to be made? It's like the Mechus Chinuch, yes, of course. So once you know you need Ksheri to Sakal Terakula, the game is possible Vedas. He says, and it doesn't make a difference as a famous Chakira, Choygis Apeskim, is the game the Psul of the game Chash Meshaker, or is the Psul the game even if there's no Chash Meshaker? The fact that the Eidus is the gay Timmy blames the Karev. So it won't make a difference. If it's Shash Meshach, it'll be Pasal Shash Meshach. If it's Karev, it'll be Pasal it's Karev. Either way, the Mechus Chinuch Tainus for Adava Pashin and the gay of Eidus for the Vanda be Pasal Eidus HaChedesh. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Shekel HaChedesh brings it down without any Chalkel. Now another issue is Eidus Yeti Yachal Azima. There's a din by Eidus that Eidus has to be Yachal Azima. It has to be an Efsharus to be mazim the Eidus. So the Marshal, let's say they don't say specifically when they saw it, so therefore no one could say Imanu Yisim, because they always say it's a different time, so that's called Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. There are other cases also where you'd have an Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. Klalan Eidus has to be able, has to be have a potential to have a Zama. So he says, so here also, if for whatever reason it will be Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima, it'll be Basel, right? It's all in the Eidus. But this, he says, is not so Pashit. Now there's a Taisus and Makis, the very beginning of Makis, Mishnah Makis starts off, Meidim Anu Bishpoini Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Ein Oimim Yasin Zeh Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachda V'Lalik Arba. If two Eidim are made that a Kain is really a Apostle of Kain, is the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, then the Kasha Zomim doesn't work, the Gemara explains. Why? But they got Malkus. So Taisus asks, if there's no Kasha Zomim, why isn't every Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima? You can't do Kasha Zomim. So the first teretz is, Malkus is a kiyum of Kasha Zama. So since they could do Malkus, that's Kasha Zama. The second teretz is, Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima means that if this particular Eidus, there is a parish of Azama in this particular Eidus, but in this particular case, these Eidim are going to avoid Azama, so then you have a psul of Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. Because every Eidus, which is in the parish of Azama, needs the potential to carry out Azama. If Eidus Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, there is no Kasha Zama. So, Oy Bazai, It's not in the parish of Azama, so there is no din of Eidah Shita Yochal Azima by Eidah Spengrish Mechalutz. That's what Taisha says. Taisha Makis. So according to the second Teretz, Eidah Shchaydish also, there's no Kasha Zaman. If you lied, there's no Kasha Zaman, you're not going to get an Einish of Kasha Zaman Bechlal. So Mevela, Taisha in the second Teretz said, whenever there's no Kasha Zaman, there's no din of Eidah Shita Yochal Azima. So about Eidah Shchaydish, where there is no Kasha Zaman, Mevela, according to the second Teretz of Taisha, you would need Eidah Shita Yochal Azima. But according to the first Teretz, the Mechaskinik Klai Zeshayla, because is there Malkus? The first Teretz says that really you always need Yachal Azima, but Ben Gurish Mechalutzi, you have Yachal Azima with Malkus. So is there Malkus by Eidah Sechaydish? As they can McLaren. He says, it says, V'tztiku as a tzaddik, when at Malkus, and V'tztiku as a tzaddik, Rishu as a Rosham, that the Eidim went and they were Mashiach the tzaddik. So two Eidim come, and it's Tzik was a Tzaddik to Mikarev, and Shevinu L'Hani Rishonim, so they got Malkus. But here you weren't, there's no Mashiach Tzaddik, Matzik Tzaddik, it's about the moon. So is there Malkus? Rabbi Kivegi in the Tshuva, Chelek Alam Siman Kufay and Vav, he names on you don't get Malkus, and he names on Eina Chanami, Yitaka don't need Yachal Azimah, because there is no Malkus. It doesn't pass any Azamah or any type of an Einish, and in Eila, you don't need Yachal Azimah, because there is no Azamah. Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basram, on Daf Kuf Yadalad, it's Aishin Chavches, he holds it is. He says, what do you mean? I says, L'shan and Beriacha each other. He says, it's called Beriacha, because he's made for everybody. But he has a problem like this. There's a din that in order to get an Einish for saying Eidah Sheker, it needs to be a Gemar Din. So the Chari here, when there's a Gemar Din, the Gemar Din is an Emes Gemar Din. It's not a Sheker Gemar Din, because Atam Afilu Muton. Even if Bezdin is fooled, but still, whatever they say works. So since the Gemara Din is not a Sheker Gemara Din, it's an Emesu Gemara Din, maybe that's not called the Gemara Din that you can be Ma'anish them. But Al-Kabonim, it's a Shaila, and that's the Minchas Chinuch also clears that maybe there's no Malkus, if there's no Malkus, so maybe, even going to the first Eretz, you wouldn't need Yachal Azima. But the Emesu is a Mefurish Uriah from Taisus, later on Daf Chavav, it's also in Ksuvus, Daf Chafal from the Beis. The Gemara says, Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Someone who's Eid can also be a Dayin. And Taisus holds, he brings at least a Shita, that it's because of Eid Hashiyat Yachal Azimah. The reason why Eid can't be a Dayin is because he won't be able to Mekabel Azamah on himself. So the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin is by Kiddush HaChadish, but first in the Gemara is by Kiddush HaChadish. If you're going to say that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin is because it's Ein Yachal Azimah, because the Eid won't be able to Mekabel Azamah on himself, so, I mean, the other side is, he could be a Zimik Yamazim in another Bezdin. But the Ari Shein would know that Ein Eid Nasa Dayin is because it's Ein Yachal Azimah. So why would there be a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin by Kiddush HaChadish? Elamayin is a din of Eidish at Yachal Azimah by Kiddush HaChadish. But here's the Shaila. If they're not going to get an Eidish, how's it Shaykh Yachal Azimah? Unless you say they get Malkus. But it's not so Pashit. But it could be the pshat's like this. You see, the Emes Tali is the Machlekes Nei Debuda and Meis Halevi. Very interesting Machlekes. Nei Debuda holds that according to Taisa second Teretz there, that by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzi you don't need Yachal Azimah, because Malkus, he says, is not a kiyum of Kasha Zomem. So in Melo, the Gemara says it's an engine. The reason why the Edom have to know when exactly it happens is because of Eidah Yachal Azimah. Let's say the Edom, I'll tell you very clearly, I remember, I have a very clear memory, this and this happened. What day? I don't know. I don't remember what day it was. So Gemara says it doesn't work. That's called any day of Bechakir. So Gemara says why? Because it's Eidah Shiat Yachal Azimah. But let's say it's such a thing which you don't, there is no Azamah, because there's no Kash Azamah. So Memela, in that case, you don't need Yachal Azimah, and Memela, even if you don't know when it happened, it would work. And that's what Neid Bidah says, Mama Shalach Alamaisa. If two Eidim come to Bezin and say, they saw an Eishishish being Mizana, they want to ask her and her husband. But they don't know when it happened. They don't remember. So the Yehuda says, we accept their Eidus to Asher and the husband, even though they don't know when it happened. And the din Asher and the husband has a din of din in the fashion, say, you need Risha v'chakira. But here, there's no din of Yachal Azimah, because there is no Kasha Zomam, if you said Eidus Sheker. You don't get the Einish that you tried to give, having your wife Asher on you, that you don't do. And the Meila, you don't need Yachal Azimah. That's what the Yehuda say. The Beis HaLevi, in Chela Gimel Simavavi, argues. He says, there's two dinim in Yachal Azimah. There's Yachal to get the Einish, and then you could say, if there is no Einish, you don't need Yachal to get the Einish. But there's also Yachal listed the Eidus Ayyadei Azamah. He brings the Raya, Al-Kabanim, that's what he names on. That even if you don't need Yachal Azimah to get the Einish of Azamah, But you need Yachal Azima to be able to be Seisa the Eidus with Ayideh Azama. So Mamela, according to Beis Levi, it would work. Because even if you're going to say you don't need Yachal Azima, meaning you don't need that you get the Einish of Azama, and the reason is because there is no Einish of Azama by Kiddush HaChadosh, and you could say that even there's no Malkus by Kiddush HaChadosh, but you still need Yachal Azima, meaning to be Seisa the Eidus Ayideh Azama. And if Eidus Nasadayan, if someone comes to be Seisa the Eidus Ayideh Azama, so the Eid won't be able to Mekabel Azama on himself. So Mamela, you won't have that. So according to the Beis Levi, it would stim. One more very interesting shaila from the Minchas Chinuch. He clarifies the shaila like this. If two Eidim come, let's say two Eidim, their bar mitzvah was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan was their bar mitzvah. So they come now, it's the 30th day of Adar, or the first day of Nisan, and they come, they say, we saw the moon last night, we want to come and say Eidus. So what do you say? Do we say, listen, they're ketanim? They're not bar mitzvah yet. It's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's all Mekanesh Chodesh. But then again, when you mekadesh the chaydish, so then lemafreya the gedolim. When you mekadesh the chaydish, so then kum dais, they were bar mitzvah ready when they saw the eidus and when they said the eidus. So if you're not mekadesh the chaydish, so kum dais the ketanim. Right, you'll make rish chaydish the next day, and then they'll be ketanim. But if you do accept the eidus and mekadesh the chaydish, so the mefreya they were gedolim. So how does it work? Do we say, well, listen, till we make kiddush chaydish, we look at you as tanim, we can't accept you. But, or do we say no? We could accept you. How do you know the ketanim? If you're going to be mekadesh the chaydish, that would work from last night, and come to the gedolim now. So he says he thinks Bezdin has a choice. He thinks Bezdin has a choice. If Bezdin doesn't want to accept them, and you say, but one second, they ate them. I know, the way I see them, they're ketanim. He says, there's no story of Bezdin's mechuyiv to accept them. I see ketanim here. They're not ketanim, they're ketanim. I don't have to accept them. So if Bezdin doesn't want to accept them, they're allowed to on the grounds of the ketanim. But let's say Bezdin says, no, I want to accept them. I the ketanim, you'll see. I'll accept their edus. I'll be mekadesh v'chadesh, and then I'm afraid of ketanim. They can do that too, either one. If Bezdin doesn't accept them, so that's fine, because if Bezdin doesn't accept them, we'll talk of Biktanim. And if the talk of Biktanim, Bezdin doesn't have to accept them. If Bezdin wants to accept them, if Bezdin accepts them, it's Mekadesh Chodesh, the talk of Bigdalim. If the talk of Bigdalim is good, Bezdin accepts them. So either way that Bezdin does is fine. But that's only if they saw the Levana on the 30th night. They saw the Levana when Al Kapanim after the Kiddush of Bigdalim. Let's say they saw it before night on the 29th. So Mimadav Shech, at that time, when they saw the Ketanim either way, even if Bezdin accepts it, so that it can't be made, because it can't be made, and what they saw when they were ketanim, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.